Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We're glad to do this show for you. We've been doing it for years. We're going to keep on doing it. And, you know, this show is designed to teach you and educate you about injury subjects when you make an injury claim. In our usual scenarios, you're injured in a car crash, but you could be injured in any kind of trauma, any kind of event. The same rules would apply. And we try to give you a level playing field with the insurance company. We've told you time and time again, they are not on your side. They're not your friend, but they are highly trained. And they're there to get information from you and basically give you no information, especially in the very beginning. We've done shows on exactly what you do and say in the first conversation you have with your insurance, the insurance adjuster. What do you do in the second conversation? What do you do in follow-up? We've done shows on all those subjects. You can listen to the podcasts. And just all you have to do is go to our website. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. You can listen to the podcasts. They're free. You can download them. And there's five of them that are on there at a time. If there's one that you want to hear, you can just contact us. We'll even make a disc and send it to you for free. We've done it for a long time, and people have asked us about discs for certain shows, about podcasts for certain shows, about certain parts of certain shows, and we're glad to do it. So Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys located conveniently about I-25 and Orchard in Greenwood Village, and we bring the show to you to educate you. Okay, today's subject is what if you are injured in a car crash, and by the way, the insurance company contacts you, and you already know what to do in the first contact because you've listened to our podcast. You already know what to say. You already know how to approach the adjuster, and they call you up, and they say, let's say the accident happened a week ago, and so they say to you, you know, tell you what, we want to pay you for your property damage, and we want to pay you for your medical bills. How much are your medical bills? Okay, they're $1,200 right now, but you're still treating. So we'll pay you $1,200 for your medical bills, and we'll pay you $1,500 for pain and suffering. You know, Brad, it happens all the time, and people need to understand what the downfall of that situation is.
Yeah, the first thing you've got to understand the downfall is you don't even know how badly you're hurt. You don't know what your medical bills are going to be in the future. This is something you do not want to take. You do not want to do the offer. The insurance company would love to get it done for that kind of money and move on, not have to worry about your case, not have to spend the money analyzing your case. You're not even at a point yet where you can analyze your case, so you just can't do that. You have to wait, and you have to get ready to be able to properly analyze the case and know what your injuries are. So that first offer, it should just be a thank you, no thank you. Don't get excited, don't get upset one way or the other. Just say thank you, no thank you, and let's wait and see how I do.
You know, that's really, really very true. Think about it like this. One time somebody called us on our live call-in show. That's on Saturday morning. Our live call-in show was 7 o'clock in the morning and said, they offered me a quick settlement. What should I do? And, you know, just within a couple of questions, he figured it out himself. Because question number one was, well, do you know what your diagnosis is? Well, no. I've been to the doctor. Does your doctor know what your final diagnosis is? No. Well, if your doctor doesn't know and you don't know, then how does the insurance company know what they're supposed to pay you? Because they're supposed to pay you fair compensation for your injuries. They're supposed to put you and compensate you for if it's permanent. You know, Brad, and the other thing I don't think people realize is, and you got to realize this, is let's say they offer you this quick settlement right at the beginning and they send you the papers. This is a final deal. It's over with forever.
It's going to be over when they send you that money. Don't think this is a partial payment. I can always go back for more. Or if it gets worse, I can tell them, hey, that wasn't a fair deal and I should get more. Their answer each time is going to be no. You made a final settlement here. It's over with. It's done. We're sorry that you misunderstood what your injuries were. We're sorry that you misunderstood your rights, because they're going to say, I'm sorry, you didn't know what your rights were. But, you know, that was your decision to proceed without getting an attorney. It was your decision to proceed without getting legal advice. Insurance companies are funny because adjusters will look at you at the beginning of a case and a lot of times imply or outright tell you, you don't need an attorney in this. We can take care of it. And then when you get the releases or later on when it's a bad deal, they'll look and say, well, you're the one who decided you didn't need an attorney. That was your decision, not ours. You like to not get legal advice.
Right. And if you ever read those releases that they have you sign, excuse me, you know, the language in those releases that they're going to pay you the $1,500 or whatever they've offered you. The language says that you understand this is a final settlement. It's over with forever. The language says that you understand your medical condition could be determined next week or next year or 5 years from now, different than what you think it is right now. And you're waiving all that. You're giving all that up. And you need to understand, you need to protect your future right then. So the way you protect your future is you just don't enter into the agreement. You don't enter into the settlement at that time.
Yeah, they'll put in there, you, a lot of times the agreement will even say you agree to take that risk. Or sometimes the agreement will say you've had an opportunity to get legal counsel. It's deadly language that is put in the settlement for the express purpose of doing nothing more than causing you to lose your rights. And they want to avoid paying you any more money. If they can get you to bite off early, they're going to have you bite off early.
You know, let's use an example, Brad, about you're injured in a car accident and you've got low back pain. Let's just take that one for example. And so your low back never hurt before. Now it's just killing you. And maybe you got radiating pain down your legs, maybe your right leg, left leg, or bilaterally both legs. Let's say that's the example. Now, we're 3 weeks, 4 weeks into from the accident. They want to pay you $1,500 for your, quote, pain and suffering, end quote, and for your medical bills. But do you know, and many times people don't know, what if they're going to need some kind of back surgery in a year or 2 years? Well, who's going to pay for that? You can't come back and revisit that situation.
It's one of those things where they know what they're doing, and what they're doing is they're shifting the risk to you for very minimal dollars. And that's not fair. The risk should remain on the defendant. The risk should remain on the at-fault party. And if they want to shift the risk to you, then you should make them pay the appropriate amount to shift that risk. And that means you need to know what your risks are. You need to know what your chances are to be able to not need additional surgery, not need additional medical care, or what your chances are that you're going to need it. You're going to need extended time off work. You may lose your job. You're going to need somebody to help you in the house to do the things around the house because you may be laid up. Your surgery may cause you not to be able to do things for days, weeks, or even months at a time.
You know, you really raise a good point. Shifting the risk. That's really a great point. And that's exactly what they do. They don't want to deal with this case anymore. They want to get it out, close it out. And the adjuster that you first deal with probably doesn't have that much authority, money authority anyway. Maybe $5,000, maybe $2,500.
No, but that adjuster may very well have bonuses attached to or have, and we know from previous experience that adjuster at least is going to be his job performance or her job performance is going to be measured by whether or not they can get these settlements, whether or not they can get these cases closed, whether or not they can move the case on and they can resolve the case for less than what would have otherwise been paid had it gone to trial or had it been a situation where negotiations occurred through an attorney.
And that's really very true also. I mean, so you're dealing with a claims department, and claims departments are not supposed to be profit centers. Think about that. You know, in our show on bad faith insurance practices, we cover that subject. Claim centers and insurance companies are not supposed to be profit centers. Well, and you say, well, what do you mean? And we're a little bit off subject here, but I'm going to cover this. What do you mean? Well, they're supposed to underwrite the risk on statistical probability, and they're supposed to underwrite the risk on quantitative methods, not to make a profit. And if the company makes a profit, great. But the claim center is not to say, well, we need to make a profit, so we need to pay out less on claims. So let's just pay out less on claims. We'll make the claim center a profit center. And a lot of insurance companies do that. And they've been caught over the years, and they can't do that, and they shouldn't do that. Now, back to our question, our situation. You've got a low back injury. Brad, you and I see this all the time. Is that look what happened on the quick settlement offer. Let's just break it down to its components. Example, we'll pay you for your medical bills of $1,200, which they are to date, $1,200, and we'll pay you $1,500 for pain and suffering. Well, you know from our shows on damages, there's other categories of damages, but forget that for a second. They concentrate on the past, right? They concentrate on from the date of the accident up to the time that they're talking to you. They never want to talk about the future, and you're entitled to future damages.
Oh, they're not going to talk to you about the future. They're not going to talk to you about the risks and the problems you may face in the future. They're not going to talk to you about how this pain that you're having right now may be something more than just a muscle strain, even if your doctor is originally diagnosed as a muscle strain. Remember, doctors use differential diagnosis, and they also use the most conservative treatment first. So a lot of times you come in, a doctor decides to look at you. Sometimes you, the only care you've received is in the emergency room. The doctor says, well, you've got a pain there, and the doctor's thinking in his mind, well, this could be a spasm, this could be a muscle strain, it could be a muscle pull, it could be a ligament tear, or it could be something worse. Well, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to say, here's what you do. Go home, maybe put ice on it, maybe put heat on it, maybe just watch it. And in return, if it's still bothering you 2 or 3 days later, and they always give you that sheet saying, if anything worse happens, get into the in immediately. Well, that should be the first clue to you that the doctor has not really completed the diagnosis. The doctor's only at the beginning of the diagnosis. And what has to happen is that from the beginning of that diagnosis, the doctor has to then have time to see how you react to the most conservative methods and modalities of treatment. So when you're starting out with that treatment and there's very little money being paid, or maybe money for the emergency room, but very little money being paid, that doesn't mean there won't be big dollars in the future.
Boy, is your point well taken, Mr. Pollock. Great point. You know, because doctors, they do a great job, but they don't know every time, the first time you're in there, exactly what the problem is. Maybe some of them haven't done an MRI. Okay, so we got a break coming up, but after the break, we're going to tell you how to approach this with regard to the future damages, how to talk to the insurance company about your future damages, because they're not going to want to talk about it. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and we are located conveniently for you at I-25 and Orchard, basically. Easy access, free parking, free initial consultation, free legal game plan. Bell and Pollock invented the concept of a legal game plan. And you have a legal game plan when you come to see us. And when you come to see us, you better plan on spending hour and a half with us, because we don't just get you in and there and out of there. We want you to understand exactly what your rights are and what you're going to be doing. Okay, we got a break coming up. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Think about this. You're injured in a car crash. You thought the injuries would go away. They didn't. You thought you'd be fine. You aren't. The injuries are worse. The insurance company doesn't believe you, won't pay you, and delays you. So what do? You see experienced injury attorneys. You see Bell and Pollock. I mean, think about this. Don't you really want attorneys who understand these insurance company delays? Attorneys who know the game plans of these insurance companies? Attorneys who have helped thousands of people put their lives back together again? Success at Bell and Pollock is no accident. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. When you stop and think about it, don't you really want attorneys who have battled these insurance companies for years? Attorneys who fight for the injured victim? Attorneys who have legally protected the injured victim for over 25 years? Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. Attorneys on the side of the people. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com, or call us at 303-795-5900. One call, that's all. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. I tell you what, we also do a live talk show on Saturday morning. on any legal subject. These Sunday morning shows are designed for injury subjects. Our Saturday show is designed for any subject. Sometimes we discuss injury matters there. Sometimes we discuss other matters. We're there to help people. We've been doing it for years as a community service. How cool is that? You can call us at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, and the show's an hour long, and we can answer your question. And by the way, if we don't get your question answered during the show, we get it answered after the show. So that's on the AM dial is 630 KHOW. The AM dial, 7 o'clock in the morning. Give us a call sometime and listen and tune in. It's a fascinating show. People have all kinds of fantastic, great legal questions. Okay, our subject today is quick settlements. You shouldn't take them in general rule. But how do you present the future damages? How do you convince the insurance company that, wait a minute, you can't just pay me for the past medical bills. I still got treatment ongoing. I still got therapy. I still got conservative modalities of treatment. I may have to have back surgery. I may have to have fusion surgery. I may have to have a discectomy. I may have to have a decompression surgery. So you have to pay for that. Well, you know, Brad, they always say, well, I don't see it in your records. I don't see anything from the orthopedic surgeon. Well, the orthopedic surgeon isn't to that point yet. But when the doctor says they recommend surgery, that's a good way to get into the door to tell them, here's what your situation is.
It is. And once again, you're looking at a situation where you're having to deal with and you're having to discuss the future. And, of course, their future is always going to be, well, you're not showing me how the future is going to come out. That's right. The best we can do is we predict the future based on what we know right now. So a doctor looks at the present and looks at where you are and looks at what's going on, looks at the medical literature and says, here's what the future holds as far as that doctor is concerned by looking at the present. And the question once again is, okay, who's going to take that risk? Who's willing to take the risk? Now, an example of that can also be when an adjuster offers you a settlement and says, let's take the settlement, and you look and say, how much of that are you applying towards my medical bills? And the adjuster will always tell you the amount that you've currently expended. And then you look and say, well, what about the future? What are you allotting of that settlement amount for future medical bills? The adjuster, you normally won't say very much or might say, well, you know, some of it, all of it, you don't know. But when the adjuster says that, you ask the adjuster, well, break it down for me. What do you think I'm going to need? If you've made me a $20,000 offer and my medical bills are $14,000, tell me what you think that $6,000 is going to do. We know the $14,000 is going to be for reimbursement of the medical bills. So what's the other $6,000 for, adjuster? Is it for the inconvenience, the pain of suffering, the lost income, or is it just throwing in there? Is it because you don't know for sure? Is it because you think I'm going to need $6,000 of future medical care? And when the adjuster can't answer that, a lot of times you've got to think to yourself, because they'll never answer it, is this the way you would treat yourself? Mr. or Ms. Adjuster, is this the way you would handle yourself if you were in my shoes? And I don't think they'd be answering that question.
I don't think so either. And that's another great point that you raised this morning, Brad, because that's exactly what they do, exactly how it happens. And, you know, another one, when you push them, well, what about the future? And lumbar surgery, fusion surgery might cost $125,000. You've offered me $5,000 of past medical bills already incurred. What about the future medical bills? What about those? Usually they say, you know, well, that's how we value the case. Well, how did you value the case? Well, that's how we value the case. Well, tell me the breakdown of the categories of damages. Remember, we taught you about the category of damages. Remember, we had a podcast on that. Remember, and if you don't remember, you can call us and ask us. Just call us and ask us. We talk to people all the time for free. We're here for you. So you can push them, and you should legitimately push them. This is not illegal. This is not improper. This is not out of bounds. This is in bounds. This is on the playing field. They know it. We know it. So your case valuation goes out the window when you take a quick settlement, like we were talking about in the beginning. If you take $1,500 for medical bills, you might as well just take your future medical treatment and just throw it to the wind.
Yeah, and you can't be thinking, hey, I have these future medical bills and insurance will take care of it. Sometimes insurance won't take care of it. With the new health care laws, it's hard to tell what you are and aren't going to have covered, whether or not there's going to be subrogation rights, how those rights are going to be enforced. And the thing you want to always make sure is that you can take care of yourself. And why do you want to shift that responsibility? Okay, adjuster, let's see if I get it right. You don't want to give me anything for future medical bills. We all agree that I probably will need future medical expenses, and just let the health insurance company pay that. Well, why am I making the health insurance company pay that? And what's going to happen with my deductibles? What if it's not all done in 1 year? What's going to happen with my co-pays? What if I all of a sudden find that, okay, I have to have insurance, but because of this injury and diagnosed, when it comes to a diagnosed statement that I may need treatment in the future, now what's that done to my premiums? Now all of a sudden my premiums have gone up and the adjuster isn't going to be there then. The adjuster's not going to be around to take care of you.
No, and that's, you know, that's realistic. It is realistic exactly what happens, what Brad was just talking about. You need to avoid it. You need to protect your future. And by, so you don't need to take the quick settlement. I mean, that's what we were talking about today. And you need to understand that you have a future. And you need to also understand that many doctors, even if you've never been to the doctor or very little to the doctor, they go through a progression, as Brad just said. They first start off with maybe you got a neck strain. Maybe it persists. You go to physical therapy. They still don't know. They're trying to hope it resolves. They give you pain medication. They give you muscle relaxants to make your muscles relax, thinking it's a muscle-related problem, and maybe it solves the problem, but maybe it doesn't. And you go to therapy, and you're still not any better, or you just improved a little bit. You go to another prescription of therapy, maybe another 8 sessions, 12 sessions, and still no improvement. The doctor orders an MRI. You might be months down the road right there, Brad. And I tell you what, when they order the MRI, they still haven't seen inside your neck. They just hope that the conservative, cheaper, And they're right. I mean, they're doing the right thing. They hope the conservative, cheaper methods of treatment, like therapy as opposed to surgery, like therapy as opposed to MRIs, will solve the problem. But if it doesn't solve the problem, then you need to get to the bottom of the problem. But the legal point is you have to get to the bottom of the problem to see what you're going to settle your case for.
And that's the whole idea of being careful about taking an early settlement and when the offer is a low amount. Because quite often the offer is going to be very low, and it's going to be because they want to make a quick move. And once again, if you ask that adjuster, say, what does the future hold for me for medical care resulting from this accident? The adjuster is normally going to say, I don't know. If the adjuster can't tell you what it is, and you don't know, and your doctor doesn't know, why are you agreeing to resolve the case for cash?
Right. I mean, and for a certain amount that's going to be final and permanent and forever. So, and we have had people come into us and say, I settled this case a year ago. Is there anything, I discovered some new situations with me. Is there anything I can do to get out of it? And usually no. I mean, you signed up the paperwork. The paperwork even says you assume the risk. The paperwork even says you know your condition may change. So when the adjuster tells you, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, their paperwork sure says it's all on you. It's all your risk. In the future. And so you need to take care of that. Now, we got a break coming up, and right after the break, we're going to be talking about kind of a global way to wrap this all up and a global way to approach it. If you want any of our information or any of our podcasts, just ask us. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. This show will be there in a few days. We've got a brand new redesigned website. We're real happy about it, and it's working well. And our podcasts are there. If you want a previous podcast that's not posted, just ask us. We got the disc. We'll make a disc. We'll send it to you. You know, one person called up and said, I just need the middle of that podcast you did on your Saturday talk show. I just need about the 25-minute period on, and we got it for them. So that's what we'll be glad to do for you for free. How's that? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh-made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Think about this. You're injured in a car crash. You thought the injuries would go away. They didn't. You thought you'd be fine. You aren't. The injuries are worse. The insurance company doesn't believe you, won't pay you, and delays you. So what do? You see experienced injury attorneys. You see Bell and Pollock. I mean, think about this. Don't you really want attorneys who understand these insurance company delays? Attorneys who know the game plans of these insurance companies? Attorneys who have helped thousands of people put their lives back together again? Success at Bell and Pollock is no accident. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. When you stop and think about it, don't you really want attorneys who have battled these insurance companies for years? Attorneys who fight for the injured victim? Attorneys who have legally protected the injured victim for over 25 years? Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. Attorneys on the side of the people. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com, or call us at 303-795-5900. One call, that's all. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. We are injury attorneys. We're glad to do this show. We're here to educate you. It's just that simple. It's just that easy. You know, Brad and I discovered over the years that people really, really don't know what adjusters know. That's not their field. You've been in an accident. You're not trained in this area. They are. We are. But you're not. And you need somebody on your side. Okay, Brad, so we've been talking today about, you know, quick settlements. You shouldn't take them. But the big reasons why are future damages, future medical treatment, future medical condition. What do you need to do?
Well, you really need to sit down with your healthcare provider, your doctor, and discuss with them every injury, every problem you've got, and how and what you think, or the doctor thinks it is, and how it's going to be resolved. That's the beginning part. And what kind of money is involved to take care of that? What kind of time is involved to take care of that? What kind of lost time from work is involved? What kind of inconvenience and pain am I going to go through? But that's the beginning point, is you've got to sit down with the people who are on your team. Other people you should put on your team, in addition to your doctor, is your lawyer. Get a lawyer and put him on your team. Put the lawyer on your team, put the doctor on your team, be the captain of the team, and evaluate your case at the proper time when you've got the proper information. And if you don't have it, go get it and then evaluate your case.
And you can get the proper information from Bell and Pollock. We've got it to you. We'll give it to you for free. It's on our website. And if you want to come in and talk to us for free, we'll do that. And you come in, you don't even have to hire us. We've done it. I did it last week with a couple that came in. They spent 2 hours. There. I spent 2 hours with them. I educated them. And so you don't have to come in and be, you're not going to be forced to do anything. We're just here for you. 303-795-5900, 303-795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.